The Leaving Cert results are out. The Rose of Tralee has been chosen, so the autumn must be approaching. With that in mind, we've been asking people in the tourism industry how the summer has been going. Now, yesterday we heard from Dublin and Connemara. Today we're joined by Pat Grimes, who's the owner of Bistro Bianconi in Sligo, and by Darren Madden, who owns the Clew Bay Hotel in Westport. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Pat, can I start with you? You've been in business for more than 30 years, so you've seen a lot of changes in that time. How would you describe this year so far?
Hi, good afternoon to you. Yes, this year our experiences in Sligo here is our visitors are really on a par with last year. Regarding tourism, the main body of that is Irish families from both the south and of course the north of Ireland. And the UK forms a major part of that as well.
And when it comes to people from elsewhere, from further afield, where are they coming from? Are you still largely reliant on Americans?
Well, it's a very personal restaurant. Myself and my daughter runs. And in the early part of this year, we found above average number from North America. That would be the US and Canada. But of course, our Spanish, French and Italian are our major Europeans. Even those, I noticed as well an increase in Central Europe. That would be Germany, Switzerland, Czechoslovakia, and Austria.
Mm-hmm. We were speaking to a couple of people yesterday who were saying, you know, because I was asking, well, is the bad weather a problem? And they were saying, no, sometimes it can actually be of benefit to us. Is that what you have found?
It's a coincidence, should say that, because we've had people from Salamanca in last week, and I sent them, hey, why are you here? And they said, we're here for the cold. And they repeated, we're here for the cold. And they went on to talk about their kids saying, we're really going to Ireland because I can wear my jacket, I can wear my clothes. I think Ireland is going to be the destination of choice. Well, due to climate change, I think it really is.
It's certainly a thought, Pat. Stay with us if you can. I'll come back to you in a moment, but I want to bring in Darren Madden, who, as I say, owns the Clew Bay Hotel in Westport in County Mayo. Darren, as far as tourism numbers are concerned, how would you describe the summer so far?
Hi, Rachel. The summer has been, it's been an interesting summer. Definitely it feels different. But at the moment, the numbers seem to be, for ourselves anyway, are nearly on par with last year. But there definitely seems to be sort of a different mix of tourism out there. There seems to be less Irish people around, definitely more Americans. That seems to be the story of Westport and what you see on the street going around, and definitely a story from the Clew Bay Hotel.
Do people from different countries have different expectations?
Yeah, well, listen, I think as Irish people, we do like a little bit of sunshine, or definitely like to get a bit of sunshine when we're going away on holidays. So I think that's the expectation that Irish people would like. Definitely, I think the feeling this year is that, and particularly like the weather, whether the weather is good in Westport or not, if the weather isn't good in Dublin, well, then they definitely think it's worse down the west, which sometimes is the case, but not all the time. And this year, I think we maybe have the better side of the coin, even though it hasn't been great. But, you know, it's amazing how sometimes you sort of, particularly Americans that might come from Arizona and that, and they come to Ireland and they might complain that they haven't seen a drop of rain yet. It's sort of a joke, but it can be a thing that the weather isn't a deal breaker for people like that. You know, they're coming to see Ireland, and they're coming to meet the people, they're coming to meet just our hospitality. And definitely if we get some fine weather, I think it does help.
As I say,
we're trying to control the controllables, and the weather is something that's out of our control at the moment.
Absolutely. It's some thought, though, isn't it? The idea of people hoping for a drop of rain. Darren, going back to yourself, or Pat, rather, going back yourself, can I ask you a similar question? I mean, in your own experience, what are visitors from overseas hoping for when they come to Ireland?
I think the weather, actually, Rachel. They're coming here, they're heavy jackets and their coats. But of course, like, it is an attractive place. They say that down the west coast, the Wild Atlantic Way, you know, it's attractive. There's so many different features. And I think that's what it is. And there, a large number are driving this year. It's not many tours, you know, that they're self-drive cars and that sort of thing, you know. No, it's I think Ireland is going to be the place. Just seem to like Ireland, but I think particularly like the West. Maybe I'm boasting about Sligo, but I think, well, Westport's also good, you know.
Well, listen to this, aren't you entitled to boast? One thing going back to yourself, Darren, on this, the question of prices. Do people say to you, people coming from overseas, that they find Ireland expensive?
Listen, I think Irish people are feeling the pinch on pricing here in Ireland, and I think, you know, it's definitely something that is we have to be wary of and, you know, mindful of. But listen, it doesn't seem to be something that I'm getting across the counter, particularly from people across from the United States. They don't seem to think that we're as expensive as our Irish counterparts do. And even from our European partners. But listen, there are prices out there that are probably on the high side. There is definitely a lot of value to be had. But I always say that the consumer has the power, and they have the power to buy or not to buy, because nobody's forced them to spend on the high prices. And I think there is value out there, but I think you probably have to look for it.
All right. Listen, many thanks to both of you for being with us this afternoon. Darren Madden there. And before that, we heard from Pat Grimes.